Hello and welcome to the GTU's first ever admissions webinar. Thank you so much for joining us. We are excited to have this time together to tell you a little about the GTU and its innovative master's program, to walk you through our application process, and to offer you some tips for funding your education. My name is Doug Davidson, and I'm the Director of Communications here at the GTU. I'm here with our Director of Admissions, Dr. Andrea Schaefer, our Assistant Director of Admissions, Kelly Caldwell, and our Director of Financial Aid, Denise Morita. Before we begin, let me tell you where we're headed. We expect this webinar to run about half an hour, and the final 10 minutes should be available for questions and answers. As the webinar proceeds, you can use the chat function in Zoom to ask us a question, and we will get to as many as we can at the end. If we're not able to answer your question as part of the webinar, we'll respond to you directly via email. And if you think of a question later, great. Just email us at admissions@gtu.edu and we'll get right back to you. Second, we wanted to let you know that we expect to make both video and audio recordings of this webinar available on our website as soon as possible. So if you missed something or know someone who's interested in the GTU but couldn't be with us today, you'll soon be able to access these recordings on the GTU website. Finally, just a word about our application deadline. If you've already begun the application process for our MA program here at the GTU, then we would encourage you to complete your application by February 1st. That's our priority deadline. But the final deadline for fall 2019 admission to the MA program is March 1st, 2019. Even if you're just beginning to consider the program, that's enough time to complete the application process, so you can potentially begin the program in the fall. We're very excited that you're with us today. Now I'd like to introduce Kelly Caldwell, our Assistant Director of Admissions.
Thanks so much, Doug. As Doug said, my name is Kelly Caldwell, and I am a GTU doctoral student in the Religion and Practice Department. I also work in the GTU Admissions Office as Assistant Director of Admissions. Let me start by telling you a little bit about the GTU. The Graduate Theological Union is the most comprehensive center for the graduate study of religion in North America. The GTU is a degree-granting graduate institution offering MA, PhD, and certificate programs in an interreligious consortium, or union, of more than 15 member schools, academic centers, and affiliates. The MA program is unique in that as a GTU student, you can take classes at any of our multi-religious campuses, including UC Berkeley. MA students affiliate with the GTU, one of its centers, or a member school, and this is your home base. Your school of affiliation is where your advisor comes from and where your student mailbox will be, but you're also a member of the bigger union of schools. As an MA student here at the Graduate Theological Union, you are part of something much bigger than your own research. Classes cover a broad range of topics. Many classes draw a range of students from different programs and different religious traditions. This is a tremendous opportunity for study. Every class is a chance for interreligious and interdisciplinary encounter. Our MA students graduate to become directors of nonprofits, teachers, doctoral students, and entrepreneurs. This program offers something for everyone. Most classes are small seminars, allowing students to build strong collaborative relationships with faculty and with student colleagues. We're proud of our diversity. Scholarship at the GTU depends on it. We're all strengthened and sharpened by our encounters with each other. In addition to religious, racial, and gender diversity, we also have a strong cohort of international students from around the world, which makes the MA program and the GTU truly have a global focus. Our program offers over 30 concentrations of study in 4 interdisciplinary departments, but the true possibilities are infinite because even within the concentrations, students work with faculty to craft their own program, taking advantage of courses across the consortium and cross-registration options at UC Berkeley and other nearby schools to build a program that meets the students' individual goals. All this encounter takes place in the crossroads that is the San Francisco Bay Area. The GTU is right at the edge of the enormous and beautiful campus of the University of California, Berkeley, and our students take full advantage of the proximity. The Bay Area is home to tech giants, hospitals, world-class arts and cultural organizations, practitioners of all the world's faith traditions. From the GTU, you can be in historic and bustling San Francisco in half an hour. And we're surrounded by natural beauty. Just 15 minutes from the GTU campus on Holy Hill, you can be hiking through Tilden Park, the gem of our incredible regional park system, checking out the view of the Golden Gate Bridge to the west and Mount Diablo to the east. And you can't beat the weather. It's sunny almost every day here. We'd love to have you come and visit us in person. Just fill out the visit request form on our website and we'll get a personalized visit set up for you. If you can't visit in person, we have a great interactive online tour you can check out instead. I'm sure that by now you've decided that the GTU is the place for you, right? So I will turn the webinar over to Dr. Andrea Schaefer, the GTU's Director of Admissions, who will walk you through the application process and give you some tips on how to put together an excellent application.
Thank you, Kelly. So now that you've decided to apply, let's talk about the application process. The application itself is relatively straightforward and does not take long to fill out. You can find the link to the application on the GTU website. Create your login and get started. There are a few additional materials you'll need to submit in order for your application to be considered complete. These are transcripts, test scores, and academic letters of recommendation. These supplemental materials you'll want to start on in advance to make sure the process goes smoothly and your materials are turned in by the deadline. Let's discuss the details for each of these pieces of the application and later how you can make your application really shine. The online application is broken into five sections. This includes your basic contact information, your program, test scores, and past educational information, language work and academic or professional experience, names and emails for your three academic letters of recommendation recommenders, and finally, your academic statement of purpose, which we'll come back to in a minute. In addition to the application, there are three supplemental pieces of material you'll need and will want to start working on well in advance of the application deadline. You need to send official transcripts to the GTU admissions office from any institution from which you've earned or are in the process of earning a degree. These can be sent through mail or via email, but they must be sent either from the institution itself or arrive in a sealed and unopened envelope in order to be official. Next, you need to take the Graduate Record Examination, or GRE. If English is not your native language, you'll need to take the Test of English as a Foreign Language, known as TOEFL. Both of these exams must be taken 2 weeks or more before the deadline in order to have the test center report them to GTU. If you've already taken the GRE, the score is good for 5 years. The TOEFL score is valid for 2 years. You also need three academic letters of recommendation. Recommenders can upload these directly to the application portal, but be sure to ask for these in advance. I'll discuss how and when to ask for recommendations in just a minute. Now that you know about the application components, let's go through some insider tips and tricks to a successful application. The academic statement of purpose. The statement of purpose is one of the most important pieces of the application. You'll want to go through a few drafts of the statement and have someone look it over as well. It should be grammatically correct with no spelling errors. It may sound scary, but it's actually easy if you follow these steps. First, keep it short, 500 words or less. Second, keep it simple, be clear and concise. And third, make sure to answer all prompts. These are the following: your reasons for pursuing graduate theological study at GTU, your specific academic interests and proposed research topics and methods, an explanation of how your academic background contributes to your proposed study. In other words, Why do you want to study at GTU? What resources are here that you can make use of? What topic do you want to study most, and how do you want to study it? And how does your past study prepare you for what you want to do in the MA program? The biggest mistakes applicants make are not answering the questions we are asking and making the statement too long or complicated. Feel free to let your passion for the subject matter show, but follow our directions. Again, edit your statement, keep it short, keep it simple, and answer all the questions. Next is the three academic letters of recommendation. Your three academic letters of recommendation are also a part of the application that we weigh heavily. These should speak to your ability to do graduate level academic work. Here are my tips for success. First, choose recommenders who know your work well. Second, ask recommenders at least 1 month before the deadline. When asking for a recommendation, ask if they would be willing to write a positive letter of recommendation for you. Fourth, send recommenders your statement of purpose so they can tailor their comments to your study interests. And last, don't forget to tell your recommenders the deadline date. Next is the GRE and TOEFL. These language exams make our applicants the most nervous, but are actually not scrutinized as heavily as other components of the application. Tip number one, sign up for these exams at least a month before the deadline. Scores take at least 2 weeks to report, so don't wait to take your exam. Tip two, take free practice tests online to become familiar with the format. These exams, especially the TOEFL, are difficult to study for and cram for, so I suggest taking practice tests to prepare. We ask for a minimum verbal score of 150 on the GRE and at least a 79 on the TOEFL. Remember that we view the application holistically, so don't panic over taking the GRE or the TOEFL. Official transcripts. We will need you to send your official transcripts from all institutions from which you earned a degree. If the degree is in process, have those transcripts sent. The term official transcripts is often a confusing phrase, and we receive unofficial transcripts by mistake all of the time. My first tip is, in an admissions office, official transcripts are sealed, unopened documents issued by the institution, which bear the actual signature of the registrar and the seal of the institution. Or they can be the digital version sent directly from the institution via email. Tip two on transcripts is request your transcripts from your institution at least a month in advance. Some schools send transcripts electronically, and you can have these sent to admissions at gtu.edu, but some schools also have them sent through the postal service, which can take some time. My last tip is that we're here for you. Be in touch with us. The GTU admissions office is always willing to help you with any questions or concerns you might have. Give us a call or email us, and we'll be happy to work with you on the MA application process. If you're not sure that you're ready to undertake an MA just yet, the GTU offers several options to get your feet wet. You can take certificate courses, you can take single courses. The GTU has an option for everyone, so be in touch with us to see what the best study path for you might be. Now, I'll turn the presentation over to our Director of Financial Aid, Denise Morita, who will share valuable information with you about funding your program.
Thank you, Andrea. Achieving a master's degree is an investment in yourself, and as you know, requires a significant financial commitment. The rewards make it worth the time and effort. Approximately 90% of all GTUMA students receive some form of financial aid, so it is beneficial for everyone to apply. It's a fairly simple process, so let's begin with the basics of applying for GT financial aid. Domestic students are required to fill out two forms, the GTU's financial aid application and the free application for federal student aid, or the FAFSA. The FAFSA is typically used to determine loans and work study provided by the federal government. Some schools, including the GTU, also use the information to determine eligibility for institutional financial aid programs. Therefore, students who are U.S. citizens or eligible non-citizens seeking to receive institutional aid from the GTU must complete the FAFSA, even if they do not wish to accept an award of federal aid. Each October, a new FAFSA is available for the coming school year. The fastest and easiest way to apply is by going to FAFSA, FAFSA.gov. When you fill it out online, you will be able to skip questions that do not pertain to you. The GTU will use the information on your FAFSA in tandem with the GTU financial aid application form to determine how much aid you're eligible to receive. So make sure the information you provide is accurate. However, if needed, you can return to your FAFSA to make corrections. Both of these forms can be accessed via links on the GTU website. Students who fill out the FAFSA will receive a student aid report. The GTU will also receive a copy. Students should review their student aid report to check for accuracy and to determine if there is any conflicting information that requires resolution. International students apply for aid by filling out the GTU's financial aid application and will also be asked to submit copies of foreign and domestic bank statements for the most current 3-month period. Please visit the GTU website for more specific details or contact the GTU financial aid office for assistance. After the GTU has completed their review of your application, you will receive a notification about your financial aid package. You may access a checklist from the GTU website that will guide you through the steps that must be completed once you have received notification about your award. An award letter explains both non-federal and federal aid options that the GTU is offering you. If you have been offered a grant or scholarship, these type of awards do not have to be repaid and will help to offset the cost of tuition. However, you may need additional assistance. If so, external grants and scholarships, federal work study, and student loans might be options for your consideration. Students typically finance their education by accessing a combination of these resources. So now that we've covered the simple process for applying for financial aid, let's review the types of aid that are available. Gift aid are funds that do not have to be repaid unless a student fails to meet certain terms, such as a service requirement specified as a condition of the award, and includes awards with titles such as grants, scholarships, remissions, and waivers. Gift aid can be awarded based on many factors, including but not limited to financial need, exceptional academic excellence, achievement or knowledge in a particular field or affiliation with various groups or career aspirations. Grants are typically based on financial need, whereas scholarships are typically based on merit or a combination of both merit and need. Self-help is financial aid in the form of loans or student employment. Loans are used to help pay the remaining net costs after gift aid is deducted. Student employment earnings, including work-study awards, are generally not deducted from billed costs, but can be used to cover indirect educational costs and are earned in the form of wages. Federal work-study is a program that provides part-time employment to students attending institutions of higher education who need the earnings to help meet their educational costs and encourages students receiving federal work-study assistance to participate in community service activities. Getting a work-study job is another great option to help you pay for school. Eligible graduate students can earn at least minimum wage in an approved on or off-campus job. Federal student loans are provided by the U.S. Department of Education through the GTU. Repayment of the balance begins 6 months after the borrower ceases to be enrolled on at least a half-time basis. Students do not need to demonstrate financial need in order to qualify for unsubsidized direct loans, and interest accrues while the student is in school at the point of disbursement. To minimize loan debt, we strongly recommend that students borrow only what they need, because a federal student loan is just like any other loan. It is borrowed money that will have to be repaid with interest. In considering loans, students should consider federal loans first, as they may offer several benefits that you would not otherwise find, such as low fixed interest rates. Or, for example, when you enter repayment, your loan servicer can work with you to find the repayment plan that best meets your individual needs, can be calculated on your income, and can even be forgiven based on certain types of employment. External scholarships are funds administered by a wide range of donors, such as foundations, nonprofits, and other organizations and agencies, and criteria can vary greatly. Receiving external scholarships is without question a reason to celebrate, as it is a source of gift aid which will help to keep loan borrowing at a minimum. Just as other aspects of financing your education, seeking outside sources should be done thoughtfully and with purpose. It's tough not to get overwhelmed by the sheer number of scholarships out there and the myriad of free scholarship search engines available, such as FastWeb, the U.S. Department of Labor's scholarship search, which makes it even more challenging to know where to begin. We suggest that you start with the GTU scholarship database that lists a wide range of private grants, scholarships, fellowships, and other funding opportunities that are specific to the degree programs that are offered by the GTU. While the process of applying for financial aid may seem a bit overwhelming at first, by completing the simple steps we've outlined, you'll be putting yourself on the pathway to success. The GTU Financial Aid Office can help you along the way so that you can take the time that you need to plan out your options. If you have any questions or need more information, please visit the GTU website and contact us for assistance. I think we still have a few more minutes, so I'm going to invite Andrew and Kelly to join me, and then we will try to answer as many questions as we can. While they're coming up, I want to thank you all for taking the time to be with us today. We are excited that you're considering studying at the GTU and look forward to helping you through the application process.
Okay. So I think Doug has been collecting questions that have come in via the chat. So we'll have him read a few of our questions aloud. We will get to as many as possible right now. And if we don't get to yours, we have your email and we will email you back with the answer to your questions. And again, as we've all said throughout the webinar, be in touch with us, contact us. If you have any questions, you can email us at admissions@gtu.edu. For financial aid, it's finaid@gtu.edu. So Doug, we have about 5 minutes for questions. What questions have come in so far?
We have a question that says, I'm interested in the MA program, but don't know how to choose a school affiliation. How does this work?
That's a good question, and there's a couple different answers to that. Applicants can choose their school of affiliation based on a few different criteria. So the first is your study interest. So for example, if you're interested in studying Islamic studies or Jewish studies or Dharma studies, you would affiliate with one of the appropriate centers that can support that, such as the Center for Jewish Studies or the Center for Dharma Studies. Another way to choose your school of affiliation is through your religious tradition. So if you have a particular religious tradition that you are tied to, you can affiliate with a member school or a center based on that. And then I would say the last criteria for affiliation is if you want to work with a particular faculty member and hope to have them serve as your advisor, you can choose a center or school or institute based on that. And I will say that we can't guarantee that you will have that advisor, but the schools and centers make every effort to assign you the best faculty member possible. So those are a few ways you can do it. And if there's still questions about affiliation, feel free to call and we can chat about it and find the best track for you.
We have a question from someone who says, I've been out of school for over a decade. Is it okay to include recommendations from people who are familiar with my ability to write, think critically, etc., even if they are not former professors of mine?
I can take this one. I answer this question all the time. So you are not the only person who is thinking about how to come back to school after a gap. And a lot of people have this question about letters of recommendation. The answer is yes, absolutely. You can have people who are not professors. But the thing to keep in mind is that these are academic letters of reference. So what you want to do is whoever you're asking, make sure that they know things about you that would be useful to know in an academic setting. So can they speak to your writing ability? Can they speak to how you would participate in a classroom setting? The most important thing is to remind people that these are not character references. So to focus in the letter on your abilities, your skills, how you'll be as a student, and not how nice of a person you are, how much they like you, what a great neighbor you are, just to keep in mind. And you can always give people a little bit of information about why you picked them. I'm hoping you can write me a letter because I know you've seen me in this setting and I thought you could speak to my writing ability. You can give people tips so they can write you a stronger letter.
We have another questioner who's written in and says, is it possible to change one's concentration after being admitted?
Yes, you can absolutely change concentrations once you've been admitted. It's a fairly easy process. You would work with the MA program coordinator to do that. And what we would do is make sure that you have found a suitable advisor for your new concentration that is at either your center or member school. And again, we can go into further detail if you want to call or email, and we can chat about that.
Another questioner says, I'm a senior at UC Berkeley, and I've heard that we can take classes at both Cal and GTU. Is that true? And if so, how does that work?
That is absolutely true. The process is called cross registration. And if you are a Cal student, what you have to do is get a form from your Cal registrar's office. The form will ask for some signatures, like the signature of the professor of the GTU class that you want to cross register for, and the signature of the GTU registrar, who you can find in the student services building. So you get those signatures, and then you turn your form back to the Cal registrar, and they get you signed up for the class that way. And a GTU student who wants to cross register for Cal, it's the same process, but backwards.
Another question is coming. Can you talk about how long the GTU admission process takes? And is it better to get your application in by February 1st? And if yes, does that early date impact the ability to secure financial aid?
Mm-hmm. We want to take this together, Denise.
Sure, absolutely. So
the admissions process is fairly quick once you get in a completed application. It's always best to get it in by the priority deadline. It's not the end of the world if you get it in by the final deadline. So in this case, priority is February 1st, March 1st for final deadline. Once we have your complete application, it typically takes about 2 weeks to process and review and get back to you. So again, get all of your materials in, give us a complete application, and we'll give it back to you, your admissions decision back to you, very quickly.
Yeah, and once the admissions decisions are there in a rolling admissions process, priority deadlines are typically used primarily for institutional aid where funding is limited in nature. So you're given priority consideration for the whole breadth of financial aid. There may be some that's parceled out before the March 1st deadline or not, but there is still aid available, so you should still apply even if you miss the priority deadline. But if you can, apply by February 1st.
Just a couple more questions and a couple more minutes. Someone asked, I'd be interested in learning more about outside scholarships. How can I find out about these and when do I need to apply for them?
So it's great, we have a scholarship research assistant in our office, and we have a GTU scholarship database. So I encourage you to start there, start your search there. You typically want to start 4 to 6 months in advance for a search when you're looking for scholarships for fall. So I encourage you to start there and to contact us if you have any questions that are specific to any of the timelines. But the deadlines will vary greatly depending on that outside scholarship or resource.
One last quick question. Can I take any classes online?
I can take that one. Yes, you can. This semester we have 30 classes that are offered online. You can take lots of classes online. It varies depending on your degree program and depending on what classes suit your particular project's needs. But yeah, there are lots of classes that are offered online. There are also classes that are offered in the evening or on the weekend. So lots of different ways to make the classes fit your schedule and your life.
So I think that is all the time that we have. But thanks again for being part of our first ever admissions webinar. We look forward to hearing from you and hope to see you at the GTU this fall. Thanks a lot.